Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:03. There's the sunrise. We do have some clouds this morning. It's chilly. It's very chilly. It's not quite cold, but it's very chilly. 39 degrees. It'll be partly cloudy today. We'll get up into the low 60s later this afternoon. Our top story this morning, upset with DART. Addison's leaders want to pull the city's membership, as have four other DART members.
But last night there was quite a tempest at the city council meeting.
So the council agreed to leave the question off the spring ballot.
Council chambers were jammed to overflowing last night as dozens of people signed up to speak, and most of them strongly opposed the proposal to put leaving DART up for a vote. Now, the complaint from the city council is that the city does not get good value for the tax money, $17 billion in this fiscal year, sent to DART. But Randall Bryant, chair of the DART board, explained how service to Addison has increased.
And it's ballooned in growth to $1.5 billion added to the city's tax rolls.
In the end, after so much opposition, Addison council members agreed that leaving DART will not be up for a vote in the spring. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, Dallas is moving a steady DART as the several suburbs are considering pulling out. City leaders met this week, urged DART to expand service and support more transit-oriented development, meaning housing, shops, and businesses built close to rail stations to boost ridership. The push comes as several suburbs debate whether to withdraw, raising questions about DART's long-term funding and regional reach.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, Heating and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic and weather, 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. December is historically one of the toughest months for fire crews. Cold weather and holiday decorations can be a risky mix. And last night was a reminder. Around midnight, a three-alarm fire tore through an apartment building on Randy Drive in West Arlington, leaving 15 people displaced. This witness spoke to NBC 5.
The fire started at the end of the building where we're standing, or appeared to have, and then spread from there the entire length of the building.
Shortly before that fire, a home in Keller on Davis Boulevard went up in flames, and Fort Worth crews were battling a house fire on Cornish Avenue in the southwest part of the city. There were also overnight fires in Arlington and near Keene in Johnson County. Despite the damage, there are no reports of injuries.
Crisis counselors will be on hand today at the Marcus High School 9th grade campus in Flower Mound because of yesterday's death of a student. A 14-year-old girl struck and killed by a pickup in the intersection of Browning Drive and Valley Ridge. That's less than a mile from the high school. She died at the hospital. The driver, a man from Louisville, stayed at the scene and was questioned by police. No charges have been made public at this time.
It appears Dallas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett has made up her mind about running for Senate. She's scheduled a news conference Monday afternoon to make a special announcement. Monday also happens to be the Senate primary filing deadline. She would join former Dallas Congressman Colin Allred and State Representative James Tallarico in the race. SMU political science professor Cal Gilson.
I think her prospects of winning the Democratic nomination, let alone the Senate seat, are small. And so she would be choosing to leave her House seat.
October polling from the University of Houston shows Crockett leading the Democratic hopefuls with 31% of the vote, Tallarico at 25%, and All Red with 13%. That same poll also shows her losing the general election to any of the three Republicans.
The Texas law requiring the Ten Commandments be posted in every public school classroom is facing a legal challenge, and it could block all public schools from having to display them. KRLD's Chris Fox has more.
Twice, federal courts have found Senate Bill 10 to be unconstitutional, but they resulted in only 25 public school districts being blocked from having to post the Ten Commandments in every classroom. A group of 18 Texas families have now filed a class action lawsuit to stop all Texas public schools. ACLU attorney Chloe Kemp.
It represents the state choosing and preferring one particular Protestant religious tradition over all others. And the Constitution plainly forbids that.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has appealed the federal court decisions, saying he's proud to defend Texas's right to uphold its legal and moral heritage. Governor Abbott has also vowed to fight for the law. From the 24-hour news center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Trump administration freezes all immigration applications from the 19 countries covered by the expanded travel ban, halting green cards, naturalization, and other benefits for tens of thousands of applicants. The city of Dallas votes Tuesday to lead a comprehensive assessment of Dallas City Hall, hiring engineers, architects, and real estate professionals to examine the 47-year-old building's condition, repair estimates, and potential relocation options. Addison's town council stalls on setting a DART withdrawal vote, arguing that they need more input from residents before making a call. Dallas leaders, meanwhile, push DART for stronger service in underserved areas and more transit-focused development to reassure member cities that are considering a departure.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's 7:23. This portion brought to you by the law offices of Nick Namath at myirsteam.com. As we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Another black eye for the state's high schools.
New data shows that SAT scores are slipping in Texas. Some say this is more proof that schools need to get back to the basics.
Get away from this wokeness.
Sherry Sylvester with the Texas Public Policy Foundation says there is hope for the future. She says private school vouchers will get kids into the right type of learning environment. Data from the DEA shows that the average SAT scores here are more than 50 points lower than the national average. From the 24-hour news center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates.
Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. Well, my lead changed about 9 minutes ago. Everything flipped. We have a fistful of economic news coming in today. It's been a long time since we've had a good look at the economy, but we've got a lot coming in. Now, the first was the one that really kind of slapped us upside the head, the ADP employment report. ADP, you know ADP, the payroll people. So they have a private employment report. We've been watching that because the Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers have not been available since the government shutdown. The ADP number was supposed to show job gains of 40,000. We saw losses of 32,000. And I tell you where it really hit. You know, they categorize these businesses, small, medium, large. Medium and large were hiring, and the jobs were up a little bit. But boy, oh boy, small businesses just hemorrhaging jobs. Down 120,000. They've been down 6 of the last 7 months. Now, these are really small businesses. These are 50 employees or under. But that's where the damage is. So with an increased eye, we'll keep an eye on industrial production, capacity utilization, some of the service sector index that all come out today. Early this morning, we had the fairly volatile weekly figures, the mortgage applications, but they dropped off. Interest rates fell during the period, but mortgage applications overall were down 1.4%. In particular, refinancings, despite the fall in interest rates, fell off, down 4.4%. Numbers just in from Macy's, the earnings were good. In fact, they were supposed to lose money. They made 9 cents. Revenue is pretty good. Best sales in 14 quarters, but they're really cautious going forward. They're guiding the street below expectations. So Macy's, one of the first hiccups we've seen in retail, is down about 5%. Crude's up 76 cents. Gold's up $29 and a dime. One fallout for those really weak ADP employment numbers, interest rates are coming down. 4.05% on the 10-year. Right now, the Dow still looks up 100. The NASDAQ up 56. The S&P up 16. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's 7:26 now on the KRLD Morning News.
Well, they're in their midst of their best season ever, and now they've got their new head coach. Kentucky native Neil Brown is finalizing a 5-year deal to become the next head coach at the University of North Texas. He brings 10 years of head coaching experience at the Division I level, including a 35-16 mark at Troy and a 37-35 mark at West Virginia. Brown replaces the departing Eric Morris. He'll do so at the conclusion of the Mean Green season, which is still ongoing. They're 11-1.
Are you pumped?
Yes, I'm, and I'm also still honestly in shock.
Well, it's exciting for
it
sure.
Is.
The Cowboys suddenly are thinking playoffs, but owner Jerry Jones is aiming higher, thinking NFC East title.
Jones tells the guys over at 105.3 The Fan they will have Trayvon Diggs back out there on the field when they travel to Detroit on Thursday to take on the Lions.
If he practices good, and he can practice good, he'll play good. And Trayvon is a natural ball hawk. What you get from Trayvon is you get real respect from the opposing team.
Jones says the defense is driven by the defensive line with Kenny Clark, Quinnen Williams, and Osa Odighizuwa in the middle. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Stars' four-game win streak slips away in overtime at Madison Square Garden, falling 3-2 to the Rangers last night.
Panarin shoots, kicked out!
Dallas actually grabbed goals from Capobianco and Mikko Rantanen, and Mikko's helped them take the lead in the third, but it was backup Casey DeSmith who stole the spotlight with 38 saves. Still not enough for Dallas. They're 10-1-2 in their last 13. Tough loss last night as one of their top players got hurt in the game. Tyler Seguin left early with an injury. He'll be reevaluated today.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.